Hey friends, welcome. Very important topic today. Parents, if you've got kids in school, perk up. Listen to this. A recent investigation has revealed that OpenAI's ChatGPT has provided guidance to minors as young as 12 and 14 on how to obtain gender-affirming products and services without parental knowledge. That's next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
All right, family in Christ, this is a very important topic. We've got Sherry Few back with us. She is the president and founder of United States Parents Involved in Education. It's USPIE.org. Very important website you're going to need to know, USPIE.org. Sherry, welcome back to Worldview Matters. Good to see you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you having me back on.
Yes, good to hear from you again and get an update on some of this. I don't know whether to shake my head or scratch my head or just throw something against the wall when I hear stories like this. But before we get into that and what's going on, you've got a new podcast called Unmasking Government Schools with Sherry Few. How can people watch it and listen to it? Tell us about it.
Hey, so I appreciate you bringing that up. Yes, our podcast began in January, so it is fairly new. And you can go to our website, which you mentioned earlier, is USPIE, that's USPIE.org. And you can find it on the podcast tab, and you can listen through podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. So we have some really exciting, troubling, though, guests on the show, some really high-profile issues that are affecting parents and children across the country. And what's so sad about this is there is so much material to cover that it's just never ending with the drama we're seeing. And really, quite frankly, David, it's evil that's happening in government schools. And that's what we discuss on the podcast.
Yes, agree. It is evil. So what would you say, I wasn't planning on asking you this, but what would you say to some people that might lean a little naive, thinking that because the Trump administration is doing some great things and they're trying to, quote, dismantle or restructure the Department of Education, there's not as much to worry about then. Schools are doing better, they're more safe, and they don't realize how deeply entrenched the evil, the radical ideologies are. How do you respond to someone like that?
Well, I think that's a valid concern. There are many people that have become complacent because President Trump has issued several executive orders. He's taken action. But the problem is the liberal leftists and the educrats, as I like to call them, have doubled down. And they are just entrenched. And they're finding ways around the executive orders. They're defying executive orders. We've seen news stories, of course, in higher ed where, you know, the president threatened to withhold funding, and California, in response, filed a lawsuit against the federal government. And so there's a battle going on. And, you know, the battle has been raging for some time, but it is ongoing, and they're not giving in. They are finding, like I said, ways around the executive orders, the laws. They are outright violating federal law. And until there's some real adjudication of these issues, I think it will continue. And parents need to remain ever vigilant if they have their children in government schools, especially.
Thank you, Sherry. I want to mention your Facebook page as well. People can connect with you in many different ways. That is another place you can look up U.S. or United States Parents Involved in Education on Facebook. I just typed in USPIE and it came right up in the search. So please connect with them. There's a lot of work still to be done. In fact, more work than we really are aware of, I think. One more thing before we jump into the topic, the truth in lies in American education, the film. Last time we had you on, we talked about that. I think you can get DVDs now. Tell us about that briefly when I give the website truthandliesfilm.us. That's truthandliesfilm.us. So, Sherry, tell us about that.
Okay, so it's another good resource for parents who have children in government schools, or even grandparents that might be concerned about their grandchildren. It is an expose, and it's very relevant today. Everything that's discussed in this film is happening in classrooms across America. A lot of people that live in quote unquote red states, like the one where I live in South Carolina, think it's not happening in their schools, not in their backyard, but it's absolutely happening everywhere. So, we discuss things like critical theories, LGBTQ agenda, the fake history that's being taught. What's being taught in government schools today is sheer indoctrination. And they've just totally escaped, the basics, teaching children how to read, write, and do math. And we see all across the country, scores have just plummeted, the national scores. I think the latest data shows that 40% of fourth graders are below basic. So they're not even basic. They're on the lowest rung. 40% of children in fourth grade are struggling with reading. So they've abandoned academics for indoctrination. The film lays it all out. It's a great resource. You gave the website, but you can also find it easily at our website, uspie.org. There is a tab there for the film as well, where they can access it. They can either stream it or purchase the DVD.
So it seems like American education, the public schools are bottoming out when it comes to results and test scores. And it's a head scratcher, Sherry, because they always get more money and they seem to say more money is the answer, more money for the teachers' unions. But back in, I think it was like 1979, we were leading the world, in so many different categories. And then the U.S. Department of Education came on the scene. But that's for another podcast. Let's jump into the topic today. And I want to just reiterate what I said at the very beginning, where a recent investigation, this was done by the Daily Wire, revealed that OpenAI's ChatGPT provided guidance to minors as young as 12 on how to obtain gender-affirming products and services without parental knowledge. Specifically, it directed a hypothetical 12-year-old to activist groups offering free chest binders, explained how to purchase and ship them using prepaid cards and a trusted adult's address, and even offered tips on measuring and writing letters, requesting support, and it goes on. But Sherry, tell us about this, because this is just another thing with technology today that parents have to be concerned about, isn't it?
It is. And this is a very serious concern because we know there's a lot of talk about AI and the advancements of AI. And we know that it's going to be a big part of education going forward. So, children can access this obviously with any device. They don't have to access it through school. But we know again that schools are going to be adopting AI as a tool in learning. Our organization doesn't think that technology is such a wonderful thing for children in education. We think that it was a huge mistake, 15 or 20 years ago when they decided that every child needed to have a laptop or a Chromebook. And we knew then, and even today, it's the medical community says that children should limit their screen time. And they have altered their opinion, the medical community. They usually defend the liberal agenda. So they used to say that 2.5 hours should be the limit of all screen time for children. But then once they recognize that in education, they're on, their screen time all day long, they had to modify that. So now they're saying that you should only get 2.5 hours outside of the classroom. So it's absurd to think that it's okay to be on screens all day for 8 hours a day during school. And then, nearly every child has a phone. They have access to screen time constantly. It's not good for children, for their mental health, for their physical development. It's bad in all sorts of ways. So technology in general, we think is a mistake in the classroom. We really believe that K through 8 children should have books and paper and pencil and not be online. In fact, most education now is online, and teachers are relegated as facilitators. We, you know, teachers are always wanting higher pay and all of these things, but you know, they're not even teaching anymore, basically. In so many ways, they're relying on online platforms and programs, and parents don't have a clue what's in these programs. You know, it used to be kids would come home with their backpack and their textbooks, and parents could look through what they're learning. But when they're learning online, they have no clue what these children are learning, and parents cannot access that information. And the other big concern about technology is that they're constantly accessing data on a child. In their pre and post tests, they're asking personal questions about them and their family, you know, whether they have guns in the home, whether their parents drink alcohol, all sorts of things that are none of their business. And data collection is a big concern about technology. But with AI, it's especially dangerous. And we know, you know, the example you provided from the Daily Caller that did, Daily Wire, excuse me, that did this investigation, it's just unfathomable that they are telling 12-year-old children, you can get this, you can get advice even on surgery and hormone therapy without parental consent. They show them how to do it discreetly, how to even receive free products from them and mail it to a safe person's address, avoiding their parents. It is just unconscionable that this company thinks it's okay to do that. And of course, I'm sure they would deny it, but that's why it was so important. This investigation went in pretending to be a 12-year-old because they said, you know, you have to have parental consent or something like that on the website. But then when you actually went and did it, it was not true. So the other thing about AI that's really a concern, David, there was a study that was put out by MIT. It was published not long ago, and it found that they had separate groups that they tested. There were children that used the traditional methods of learning and writing essays, and then they had children on GPT chat. And so the children that were on GPT chat, they studied their brains, and they found consistently that they underperformed the other groups. And eventually, they just ended up copying and pasting. And the author of the study, who really believes in this technology and this is her area of expertise, she was so concerned about the findings that she published the conclusions of the report before it's actually peer reviewed, because she's so concerned about the advancement of AI in education. She's even quoted saying she's concerned that some policymaker will come up with GPT chat for kindergartens, and she says for younger students in particular, it's very troubling because they have developing brains. And so if they're not using their brains, if they're being lazy and just using AI, their brain will not develop correctly. And so this AI thing is really a big concern. Parents need to be concerned and need to be speaking out about this and do their own research and understand that all of this technology is very harmful to children. And especially if this AI gets into the classroom, kids' brains will be affected in their development.
Yeah, parents, please, even if you think you are being diligent, be even more diligent with all that's coming at the kids now today. Sherry, we're going to take a brief pause in a minute, but you mentioned data collection. I work for an organization, Freedom Project Media, Freedom Project Academy, 15 years ago in 2010, when Common Core was being rolled out. There was something in there about collecting data with either, I don't know, little cameras in the classroom or something. That we were concerned about that back then. So now it's even more concerning. But before we pause here with Sherry Few, one of the reasons we are concerned even more about this is many staff members and teachers of school districts across the country have been keeping students' gender transitions or preferred pronouns a secret from the students' parents. So now enter AI, ChatGPT, and there are other ways that kids can find how to do this. So this is why we have programs like this. I hope you share it. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Sherry Few, F-E-W, is the president and founder of USPIE. That's United States Parents Involved in Education, USPIE.org. It's great to have her back on the podcast. If you missed the first one we did with her, you can go to worldviewmatters.tv, and in the upper right, there's a search, the magnifying glass. Just type in Sherry Few. So Sherry, the AI even recommended YouTube channels with graphic reviews of prosthetics, promoted further medical transition options like hormone therapy and surgery via organizations such as WPATH and Gender GP. Stop right there. What is WPATH and Gender GP?
Well, I'm not going to have the answer to that, unfortunately. I didn't look at what that was, but I can imagine from the context that these are LGBTQ organizations that support children who feel as though they're in the wrong body, as they like to say. And so there are several organizations like that. So they're referring them to these websites so that they can access medical information. So it's referring them literally to access hormone therapy and surgeries and the like. And so, yes, and this is happening, as you mentioned before you went to the break, this is happening in classrooms across the country, especially in the more liberal states, of course. I'll give you an example. In Rhode Island, and I interviewed on my podcast a gentleman who's involved with a lawsuit. They're calling it the Jane Doe case because the mother, in fear of reprisal, is not identifying herself. But they have filed a lawsuit against their State Department of Education in Rhode Island for guidance that required the schools to keep this information from parents. If a child felt as though they were, say a girl felt she was a boy, then whatever name she chooses at school, the pronouns, whatever advice they're giving, all of it, is the policy in the school district was you are not allowed to tell the parent. It is confidential information. So what happened in this case is just so saddening. So this girl who thought she was a boy, Jane Doe's daughter, was for 2 years, she was transitioning behind her parents' back with the advice of the school. The school told her to lie to her mother about this, and the mother had no idea. So you can imagine the girl is a boy all day long at school, and she comes home and pretends to be a girl.
Wow.
And so that culminated in so much stress in this young girl's life that eventually how the mother found out was the daughter attempted suicide right in front of her mother and her younger brother. And so they in the hospital is when the mother learned about this transition that had been happening for 2 years behind her back. And of course she was livid. And then the hospital staff even supported the school's perspective and said, you know, you need to affirm your daughter. You need to use the proper pronouns right there in the hospital room. They're encouraging the mother to affirm the child, quote unquote, affirm.
Wow.
And so it's a really, really sad case. I'm so glad that the mother had the courage to join this lawsuit, even though it's, you know, as a pseudonym. It's so important because this is happening to other parents, I'm sure.
Yes.
But you know, the irony, and it's irony is probably not even the right word. It's just so sad that what the left tries to say about keeping it from parents is they want to keep children safe, because if the parent doesn't approve of it, then the child somehow becomes unsafe if they try to help them get some kind of counseling, because it's obviously a mental health disorder. And so they talk about safety, and they even talk about, you know, children that are this way, that have this mental disorder, We need to prevent them from committing suicide, because they're going to be having suicidal ideations if we don't affirm who they think they are.
Wow.
And yet, in this case, we have a girl who actually attempted suicide because of the pressure the school was putting on her, causing her to live a double life. And the mother has lost everything. The mother has lost her job because she worked for the school district. And the daughter is now living with her father. They were separated or divorced. And the father is affirming her identity. So she's gone to live with her father. So she's even lost her daughter. And this all falls squarely in the lap of that school district. And I'm so proud of the Rhode Island group that has taken this on and filed this lawsuit. And the mother, you know, has taken the bold stand that she has. But this is not an isolated incident.
No.
And so parents do need to be extremely vigilant and understand if their children are in government school, they are prey. And the other part of this that really infuriates me is somehow they want to address this mental health disorder that they have actually perpetrated on the child, because young children would never think of these things had they not put the thoughts in their head through their social emotional learning, their surveys, their books, and you know, it's the propaganda that is laced into every subject. And so they have caused this mental health crisis in our country, and now somehow they want to be the solution. And you talked about money earlier. That's another thing, is now, you know, the school districts and the federal government under Biden was wanting to put more and more money into school districts to address mental health concerns, which, of course, they blame on COVID, like it was COVID's fault that schools were shut down. When they made the choice to shut down schools, they have perpetrated these mental health problems, and they're trying to train teachers who have no qualification to be mental health counselors, but that's what's expected of the teacher today. And they want to put more and more money in to put actual counselors into every school.
Wow. I want to talk about counselors for in a second, but I want to mention WPATH. WPATH stands for World Professional Association for Transgender Health. And that's where ChatGPT is leading these kids. But so, Sherry, my father was a high school guidance counselor for many, many years, for decades, 60s, 70s, and the 80s. He would never stand for this. But here I'm reading that this AI model encouraged people, young kids, to seek help from school counselors or LGBT youth groups instead of parents if they're confused or if they needed guidance. And so this is the assumption that school counselors are all on board with this. Chat, you know, AI is programmed, right? It's not, it doesn't think on its own. Could you speak to that for a moment, please?
Well, yes, yeah, certainly. So, yes, because AI is programmed, we know that those who are programming it may not share the same values as we do. So if they view the world, and you know that fits right in with the name of your show, Worldview Matters, if they're not of our worldview, they're going to be programming this information in a slanted, biased way that will create more indoctrination. So yes, it's untrustworthy. Most people that are involved in the tech industry with the education programs that I've seen are very left-leaning. I mean, Bill Gates, for example, I mean, he's been at the helm of most of these liberal agendas. I mean, with Common Core, you mentioned it earlier, you know, he was a big funder of Common Core, and he's also a big proponent of transgender transitioning. And so these private organizations and tech companies are flooding these programs with more indoctrination. And we, like I said earlier, we really don't even have a clue. Parents don't know what all is in these programs, and they never will know because they're not allowed to access this information. Wow. And even some of the teachers are unable to access, like, the content of the surveys and the answers to the surveys. The teachers don't even know that information. The only person that sees it is the child.
So, Sherry, last question. I knew this would go by fast with you today. How do you hold big tech companies like OpenAI? How do you, for bypassing parental rights, how do you hold them accountable?
Well, you know, that's an important question. It's one I get asked a lot on all of these topics. One of the topics we were talking about recently was how the federal government was weaponized against children. If you remember, and this just came out last week, there was they have solid evidence that the Biden administration and the DOJ was in cahoots. They colluded with the National School Board Association. You remember when they declared they were domestic terrorists? Well, they have all the evidence now to prove that that was actually a fact. And so when I'm talking about this topic, and people want to know, well, how are we going to rectify this? You know, all of these parents were harmed. Where is the justice in this? So it has to be adjudicated. These things, people have to be charged with crimes and prosecuted, and that's the only way they're going to be able to put a stop to this. So thank God we have Donald Trump in the White House and Pam Bondi in the Department of Justice. And, you know, we've seen them already take action against universities, against the universities, you know, allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. So we're hoping that we're going to see more and more action like this. And even in this situation where they are going to hold these individuals accountable for usurping the parental rights to direct the upbringing of their children.
So really quick, we got a minute left. There's a blog over on your website. Biden DOJ sought federal hook to go after parents as domestic terrorists. I got that link from your Facebook page. And the White House is facing pressure from over 60 organizations that want to fund AI in America's classrooms. What could this be about? Control, demonic agendas? Yes, yes, and yes. So, Sherry, thank you for all your work. I want to give the website again, uspie.org. Also, friends, check out the film Truth and Lies in American Education. Sherry, we appreciate all the work you do. Lord willing, we'll do this again. Thanks for your time today. Again, there's a lot of information to cover, but it's a warning to parents. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you, David.
You're most welcome. So great to talk about this, but it's not like I enjoy it, but it has to be discussed because a lot of parents really don't know how deep this goes and what's happening right at their own local school. Friends, God bless you. Thanks for sharing the podcast. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.